Nolte, AP declares Catholic confessional seal a loophole for child predators. By John Nolte on September 30, 2022. After spending a year defending child groomers, the far-left Associated Press has declared the confidential seal of confession a loophole. This is what happens when your idea of newsroom diversity runs the gamut from far-left to left-wing extremists and groomers. According to the Associated Press, drag queen story hours, aimed at grooming children, is something worth defending. Allowing perverted teachers to groom little kids is worth defending. Allowing young children to mutilate themselves permanently is worth defending. However, the sacred seal of religious confession is not worth defending. Why? According to the anti-Christian, pro-grooming bigots at the Associated Press, unlike drag queen story hours and gay porn in elementary schools and mutilating children so mom can feel trendy, confession hurts the children. Here's the AP's anti-truth logic. In 33 states, clergy are exempt from any laws requiring professionals such as teachers, physicians and psychotherapists to report information about alleged child sexual abuse to police or child welfare officials if the church deems the information privileged. This loophole has resulted in an unknown number of predators being allowed to continue abusing children for years despite having confessed the behavior to religious officials. In many of these cases, the privilege has been invoked to shield religious groups from civil and criminal liability after the abuse became known to civil authorities. Emphasis added. This bears repeating. This has resulted in an unknown number of predators being allowed to continue abusing children for years. Boy, that's some ace journalism from an organization defending child-praying drag queens and teachers. I'm going to start this by joining the AP and forgetting about the First Amendment. The AP doesn't care about Amendment numero zero, except for the part that allows them to get away with defending politically approved child predators, so I'm not going to make the numero uno argument. The argument about how the government is constitutionally denied the right to interfere with religion. Here's the thing the AP doesn't want you to know, because all the AP is interested in is destroying the Christian church. The moment you require clergy to report child predators will stop confessing their predations. How does this help the children? It doesn't. And the groomers at the AP know it. At the very least, the predator is confessing his sin, which means he regrets his sin, which means there is someone, at least one person, who is not only telling the predator that what he is doing is wrong, but that if he doesn't stop, his soul is damned to eternal hellfire. How is removing that stopgap with an unconstitutional law that would ensure predators do not confess to anyone preferable? It's not. And it doesn't help the children. But when you look at the AP's history of defending child grooming and the mutilation of children, methinks the AP is less concerned with helping the children than destroying the Christian church. And no one should confuse my argument with a defense of the obscene and unforgivable behavior in parts of the Catholic Church. Just as there is no defense of the child abuse happening in our government-run schools and libraries, there is no defense for what's happened in the church. The AP disagrees. The AP is fine with the child abuse occurring in our schools and libraries, and now the AP is lobbying in favor of a law that increased the number of child predators by stopping them from confessing their sin. Anyone else seeing a pattern here? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.